Despite Ohio State's loss in the Fiesta Bowl national semifinal game, there's still an Ohio college football team playing for a national title this weekend. The Youngstown State Penguins overcame the odds to make it to the football championship game Saturday in Texas. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this is the first time in a decade that YSU has even made the playoffs.
Once upon a time, Youngstown State was really good. Remember, like, when?
Jim Tressel, all those years in the 90s, four national titles.
Right, and pretty good, some good years after that. But no one expected Youngstown State this year to be playing for, it's the old Division I AA title. It's called Football College Championship, whatever. It's that level right below the big boys. It is a scholarship area. They have 61 scholarships that they could give out. In fact, you could chop them up to different players. So Youngstown State, in their second year, all of a sudden went from 5-6 last year to now they're playing James Madison this Saturday for the national title.
How did this happen? I know they got a coach a couple years ago who's a familiar name around here.
Bo Pelini, a Youngstown native. Of course, it's Bo Pelini, who I spent over an hour with about the practice and in his office. He said, yeah, you know what most people see me? Just screaming at some official, waving my hands on the sidelines, acting crazy.
He was coaching at Nebraska, and he was pretty good there, but he was fired.
Right. There were two things that happened to him at Nebraska. Number one, he didn't get along like the boosters and things. He's kind of an old school type coach. Mm-hmm. Someone would say he doesn't tolerate fools well. And the other is, they're in the Big Ten, and they were good. I mean, he never had a losing season, River. He got into the top 25, like rated 23rd, 22nd, but couldn't get in the top 10 and couldn't play for the national title, and frankly, couldn't get past Ohio State. This created a level of frustration around there, because if you've ever been to Nebraska, what is the only thing that most sports fans in Nebraska care about?
Football.
Nebraska football.
Yeah.
They always say there's two seasons. There's football season and there's spring football season.
So out you go. In 2014, he was fired.
So now he's got a couple years left on his contract, worth a couple $1 million each year. Grew up in Youngstown, went to Cardinal Mooney, and he was just talking to an old friend in Youngstown. And he said, you know, Youngstown State job's coming open. Bo Pelini in Youngstown's a very big deal. I mean, this is, you know, native son goes on, coaches in the Big Ten. They're not sitting there going, oh, well, he couldn't beat Ohio State. They go, look what our native son did. Mm-hmm. Guess who is the president of Youngstown State?
It's Jim Tressel.
So, you know, Jim Tressel, the fact that Bo has some explosions on the sidelines with officials, Jim Tressel's looking at, this guy does a good job academically, he wins games, and we don't get in trouble with the NCAA, and I know we need to start winning some games here. Bo, I'll send a limo. Probably a Ford Fairlane or whatever in Youngstown style. So basically they open the door and in he comes. It doesn't happen except he's from Youngstown and his wife's from there.
So this is something he wanted to do.
Right. So he comes in, takes over a program that kind of just floundering around. He goes 5-6 last year. And years ago, it was probably going to take this guy 3 or 4 years.
But they just had this remarkable season.
Right. And they didn't start out that way.
I mean, they were picked 5th to finish in the conference.
Right.
5th. No one saw this coming.
No. I mean, at one point, they're sort of 6-3. They've gone through a couple quarterbacks. And all of a sudden, he's suspending some players. Discipline problems. He's laying that down, you know. And they, middle of the season, they get hot. This homecoming story. Come back to Youngstown. You know, Bo Pelini, who, by the way, has been already offered the last 2 years some other kind of mid-level Division I jobs, has turned them down so far. He likes the fact that he can kind of do it his way. It'd be interesting to see what Bo Pelini does with his career. Does he want to become the next Jim Tressel of Youngstown? Or does, you know, he long to get one more shot at Division I football? Talk about cashing in big at Youngstown, not necessarily monetarily, but, you know, what exactly that school needed. You know, he's delivered.
Well, they've had 5 games that have been come from behind wins, so it's kind of been a miracle season, and they have one more win to go, James Madison on Saturday.
Right, which would be a very tough game. Check that out and see if this Ohio school plays a little bit better in a national championship game than the poor Buckeyes did.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.